The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For imprint, for certain.
Spin to the left and spin to the right. But when you really want to know, turn to the Don Crow Show. Turn to the Don Crow Show. Live from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. It's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to another hour of the Don Crow Show, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 every day. We get to talk about things going on. Did you ever lose your Julie, did you ever lose your cell phone? Well, I've misplaced mine more than once. In fact, I love the iPhone. You can go online on your computer, and it'll help you find it. I have stories of that sort I won't bore people with now. But how about this? A lost iPhone still works after 15 months at the bottom of a river. South Carolina River. iPhone lost there, found underwater 15 months later, still functioning thanks to a waterproof case. Erica Bennett said she and her family were on a riverboat, actually a river float tour, with the Edisto River Adventures in June of 2018 when her phone fell overboard. And she told the local television station, "We got done with the river float and gathered all our belongings up, and it just fell, and we didn't notice it fell into the water." Her husband, Jason, searched for it underwater but couldn't find it, said she thought the phone, which had the treasured text messages from her late father, was gone forever. YouTuber Michael Nugget Noggin Bennett, that's his name, YouTuber Michael Nugget Noggin Bennett was diving in the Edisto River 15 months later, and he found the iPhone at the bottom of the water. He said, "I came across something that looked kind of like a rope, maybe attached to car keys, and when I pulled it up, I saw a phone inside of a waterproof case, and I'm like, no way, this is unbelievable." Bennett said he took the phone out of the case, hooked it up to a charger, and to his surprise, it started up. He was able to contact the phone's owner and return it to her. And Erica Bennett said the phone screen is dimmer than it was before, but otherwise, she said it's working just fine. So there you go. Birth mother who identifies as transgender man is not legally a father. Judge rules. A UK court has ruled that a woman who identifies as a man and recently gave birth cannot be recognized as the folks, the world is spinning out of control into insanity, is it not? I tell you what, if you want evidences, this is my personal opinion at best. That's all it is. But if with what's happening with such rapidity, such speed in our current culture, we are nearer the end of things than I think most of us can even imagine. I believe with all my heart the Bible's true that God says, I'm not going to put up with this forever. And I do have some changes, and I do have some things that for centuries I've been telling you I'm going to do, not the least of which is I'm going to send my son back, and he's going to gather his bride. And after a brief period of glorious reception in heaven, he and his bride, Jude, tells us, "Behold, Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied and said, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon the earth and righteousness." And I believe we're nearer to that event than we may realize. And by the way, God is going to show us how he intended this planet to be run. Now, I really know that to be the case from Scripture, that he said, look, I've given you 6,000 years to run this planet. You've made a mess of it. I'm going to send my son back with his bride. And Psalm 2, be advised, be wise, you kings of the earth, you who've been taking counsel against the Lord and his anointed and saying, let us cast their bands asunder and let's throw aside their laws and restrictions. This is what we're seeing right now. And it will get even more dramatic, and it will expand even to a full global rebellion against God. But in the middle of that beautiful psalm, God says, the Lord who sits in the heavens, the Lord on his throne, laughs. It's the laugh of mockery and derision. And he says, yet, in spite of what you kings of the earth, you counselors, you so-called wise people, think that you can toss me aside, toss my laws aside, toss my son aside, toss my church aside, he said, yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. The Lord said unto me, this day you are my son. I give you the nations for your inheritance, and you'll rule them with a rod of iron. So what we're seeing is this craziness that's unfolding as satanic forces are turning everything upside down, including marriage and relationships and gender and all of that. Back quickly to this story. A UK court has ruled a woman who identifies as a man and recently gave birth cannot be recognized as the baby's father on legal documents. Freddie McConnell, a biological woman who identifies as transgender and retained her female sexual and reproductive organs, sued the General Register Office, which registers births and deaths in England and Wales, claiming they engaged in discrimination by identifying her as the baby's mother. This woman's nuts. No, I shouldn't say it that way. She is sadly deceived. It's really, folks, it's beyond, it really is a spiritual warfare we're witnessing unfolding as never before. In a decision released Wednesday, the Right Honorable Sir Andrew McFarland of the High Court of Justice Family Division ruled against McConnell. He wrote in his ruling, being a mother, whilst heretofore always associated with being female, is the status afforded to a person who undergoes the physical and biological process of carrying a pregnancy and giving birth. He added, it's now medically and legally possible for an individual whose gender is recognized in law as male to become pregnant and give birth to their child. While that person's gender is male, their parental status, which derives from their biological role in giving birth, is that of mother. Well, we'll have to find out where that lawsuit finally goes. We have to break. Coming back with more. Stay with us.
Remember the Publisher's Clearinghouse? As a kid, I remember thinking, when's this guy going to knock on our door with a check the size of a refrigerator? And now as an adult, I realize he ain't coming. But for some of you, there is actually a way to get a giant check to show up. And that's by looking into a cash out refinance loan. Recent home values have shot up so much that many of us have significant equity or extra money sitting in our homes. And if you qualify, a cash-out refinance allows you to ship some of that equity to your doorstep in the form of a check. We've seen families use this to do a house remodel, pay for a wedding, or to take that super special family trip. It can also be used just as a smart financial decision to pay off some credit card or college debts to have higher interest rates. We're a faith and family mortgage team committed to WAVA specifically, with the big advantage of being a direct lender. We our United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money you'd have to pay before closing.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
I hate knee pain. Folks, it's a miracle. This program ended my knee pain, and Dr. Brian Paris is here to tell you how I Hate Knee Pain in Rockville could get rid of your knee pain, too.
Well, Rich, as you know, living with knee pain can be completely debilitating. So Something as simple as walking up the stairs is difficult when you have arthritis and other kinds of knee pain. But I Hate Knee Pain has a solution. We listen and respect you. Tailor your program to what you need. No surgery, no drugs, and it's designed to keep you out of the operating room. We deliver knee pain relief quickly and effectively. Plus, I Hate Knee Pain is covered by Medicare and all major medical insurances. All you have to do is call 301-679-7900 to eliminate your knee pain. We did it for Rich, and we can do it for you.
It's an amazing program that truly cares about its patients. Head on over to IHateKneePain.com and stop living with knee pain. I did, and I'll never look back. Doc, thanks for spending time with us this morning.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and this week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
The following is a rebroadcast of a program heard earlier here on The Don Kroah Show. The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900. Well, in a typical liberal knee-jerk, you know, liberal left knee-jerk reaction, everything's a knee-jerk reaction. A case in point, recent tragic incidents of gun violence. Every one of us loathes them. None of us, excuses them by any means. But we are concerned about the cure, the right answer, if you will, to the problem. Congress currently considering a bill that would make every sale of a gun go through a background check, whereas under current law, all sales of guns from licensed dealers, say a sporting goods store, do require background checks on buyers, but not the case for most internet sales, gun show sales, private sales, and even sales between friends. But the Democrats want to reach out and grab those areas as well. My guest this hour reminds the legislators that expanding background checks is a bad idea that will not, in fact, make our community safer, but will further encroach on law-abiding citizens' rights under the Constitution, as well, by the way, as open the door for further and massive invasion of our personal privacy. I'm going to be talking right now with our good friend Star Parker, founder and president of CURE, the Center for Urban Renewal and Education. And, of course, you know Parker is a well-known speaker on college campuses, author of a number of books, and a nationally syndicated columnist with Creators, much more to her credit than we have time to mention, but we'll give you her website as well in a moment. Star, always good to have you on the show, my friend.
Dan, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you argue that, number one, our constitutional rights don't require background checks to buy a gun. And number two, if we're forced to do that, that opens a whole Pandora's box of invasion into our privacy, our personal privacy as citizens. Elaborate on those points.
Well, I think that people should pause. You know, we're in a crisis, of course, when you have these random shootings. For the communities that we all live in, we want them safe. But the last thing you want to do is give up your constitutional rights to be safe. And I don't think that we should, nor do we have to. And on this particular issue, when they keep promoting background checks, it brings in a bigger concern. When you start saying that you want to look into people's backgrounds to find out if they have any type of mental illness or they have anything that's on their record that may be a boo-boo from an arrest, then you're starting to pick and choose different people and categories of people who may not then be eligible for their constitutional rights. That is a violation of the Constitution. There are two people groups that we at CURE are very, very concerned about losing their rights to protect themselves and their families against any intruder, and even if that intruder is the government. And the first is the African-American male. I mean, this community is disproportionately impacted by the criminal justice system, oftentimes because of something they have done. It's on their record. They've cleaned themselves up. They're born again, spirit filled, and now you're going to say that they can't protect their family. This is something we should be concerned about. But then also, I think we should think further about what it means to look for mental illness in different people's lives who want to buy a gun. Because if we're now subjected to background checks, if they're going into our medical records, I think that even the suburban women who keep pushing this narrative that we should do something about the guns and round them up should pause. When you're looking at a community of people who've had 70 million abortions, there are a lot of women out there who now have gone to their doctor and expressed some type of depression, some type of mental weakness, that he may have even prescribed something. This is a very, very serious implication that we may be concerned about if now we say you can look into people's backgrounds. You can drag their doctors into a background check. So those are our concerns, Don.
As you're saying it, I'm reminded of so many of our outstanding veterans who've served, and some have more than a few have come home, understandably, come home with some real emotional challenges, depression, and
that's
so
exactly
on.
Right.
And
same
thing, right?
PTSD, that's exactly right. They come home, they're PTSD, they may have, you know, people struggle with different issues in their lives, and every now and then you may have to go to your physician and say, I need extra help. You may even have to see a counselor or a psychiatrist, but this doesn't mean that you have mental illness and then should be subjected to the opportunity for a government to come in and confiscate your weapons and or to not allow you to buy an arm. So I think that the more the Congress hears from just law-abiding citizens to say, you know what, we can solve this, but we need to look at something that's constitutional. We need to look at ideas that are constitutional. We need to consider other factors that are also happening in these people's lives who are now so depressed and so angry that they are going to violate their neighbors and their neighbors' peace. There are many, many other things going on here than the fact that it was done with an arm. The liberals, every opportunity they get, they go after the arm. It's just gun control. They don't want any other discussion. So we should be very suspicious of why that is.
And isn't it really hypercritical to take a look at some of the cities that are controlled by the Democrats? And many of them are, several of them at least, are totally gun-free by law, and yet they have some of the highest rates of violence and gun deaths in the country.
When you look at what's happening in our cities, one of the main reasons that people are not, they're vulnerable is because they don't protect themselves. I mean, think about the African-American community, for instance. We've seen background checks before, in fact, from the same Democrats. The Democrats that decided they wanted to increase and enlarge the slave trade, the first thing they did was take away the guns of the free blacks so that there would not be an insurgence. We saw Democrats again during the 50s when the KKK was growing. There were laws that said that the African Americans, those newly freed slaves, all 4 million of them, could not own a gun to protect themselves. And this is one of the reasons that even the NRA got involved, to say that, wait a minute, you're going around lynching these folks and they cannot bear arms. Well, you fast forward to today, as a result of these two incidents, African Americans are not armed. We don't exercise our constitutional right. So about 16% actually have a gun. Then on top of that, you have, as you're pointing to, these liberals who control these cities where most blacks are living, who then pass these, you know, gun-free zones. So you have a very, very vulnerable typical person. I was just in Chicago recently, and one of the little old ladies, she said, you know what? We had a town hall, actually, on this issue because, you know, WeCure had a town hall there because the they had 70 shootings in one weekend. It was just out of control. So we went in, and this little lady said, you know what? I used to walk down to the corner store at night, and nothing would happen to me. She said, now I can't even walk down to the corner in the day, and there's no store there. There's no store there anymore because we've allowed for these gangsters to just take over communities, and people do not have any opportunity to defend themselves.
Tell us, listeners who may not be really fully familiar with CURE, what is the Center for Urban Renewal and Education? What does it do, and how can folks learn more, and especially how can they partner with you?
Well, we're a policy institute based here in Washington, D.C., that fights poverty and restores dignity through messages of faith and freedom and personal responsibility. So we work in three key areas, in culture, in poverty, and in building race relations. We are here in Washington, D.C., and we are a nonprofit, 501c3. Everything is the benevolence of others. We do not do anything government. And so if people wanted to help, they can go to urbancure.org. If they just search me, Star Parker, in case they don't remember urbancure.org, and just search me, they will find starparker.com, and they will find urbancure.org. And that's how we do our work. And we believe that the answer to poverty is freedom and personal responsibility, if that's not a welfare state.
And speaking of Star Parker, if you will, you speak with an authority that perhaps very few have because of what you came out of. Take a moment or two. I know perhaps your first book was it, Uncle Sam's Plantation. You tell your story, but I'm sure you've told it many times over. For our listeners who've never even heard a bit of your story, that gives you, to me, authority and credibility to speak to this as others of us may not have.
Well, you know, that is true. Then we know that God uses people's testimonies, even if they made some type of mistakes in their lives, but he will transform their lives and then use even those things for good. And you're absolutely right. I got very lost in the lives of the left, and my life spiraled out of control, where it was in all types of activities, from criminal activity. So I know that world, drug activity. I know that one. Abortion activity. I know that one. Welfare dependency. I know that one. In and out of all of these behaviors. And so, you know, he had a whole lot of cleaning up to do. But when he did, I started on this path to say that if he can get me, he can get somebody else out of that life of distress and recklessness. And so that's why I spend my lifetime working on CURE, the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, to get the government out of charity and the church back in.
Well, you've illustrated the gospel in work clothes, if you will, my friend. You really have you've brought the power of Christ's love and his ability to change a person from your own life out into the culture. That's why you're considered one of the most outstanding, most recognized conservative Black American leaders. And we need your voice. And I'm glad that you're able to come on with us. And matter of fact, we want you to host the show again very soon. But in the meantime,
that'd be fun.
Yeah, well, keep up the good work.
I will. Thank you. And I thank you for that opportunity. And I look forward to it again. And God bless you.
Thank you. Star Parker, founder and president of CURE, the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, urbancure.org. If you haven't read her books, there are several of them now. I haven't read all of her books, but I've read some of them. I have in my library, and I recommend that you get her books and read them. She writes with great cogency and great insight and easy read, but really takes you right into the heart of some of the stuff we're talking about on these shows together. And as a matter of fact, I really do recommend that you start with that first book or two and get the others as well, because each one has its own story. We'll be back in a moment here on The Don Kroah Show. Stay with us.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Actress Renee Zellweger takes on the role of Judy Garland in the new biopic, Judy. But can she sing? I agree with the filmmakers. The answer is certainly yes.
All the vocals in the film are live. Renee must have felt incredibly intimidated.
It's one thing to be able to sing. It is another to then have to do it in front of a crew and a couple of hundred people.
That's a big thing to take on. Full applause from everybody. She had the audience absolutely in the palm of her hand.
Judy, rated PG-13. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, Don Crow here for Cornerstone First Financial. I'm sure you'd agree that buying or refinancing a home can be intimidating for most of us. It's the biggest investment most of us will ever make, right? So when you're making that sort of a decision, you want someone you can trust. Someone who knows how to get the job done right and get it done at the best possible rate. And that's where Mark Livingstone and Cornerstone First come in. Now, I've known Mark for years, and I know the important qualities he and his staff bring to the table. I mean, things like integrity, attention to detail, follow-up, and communication, keeping you informed and in the loop every step of the way. And Cornerstone First guarantees to beat any other competitor on this very station, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Why not pick the phone up right now and call Mark at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
The Supreme Court confirmation process has been on the point of breakdown for 30 years, and it finally collapsed with the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. I'm Molly Hemingway.
And I'm Carrie Severino. Our new book, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court, reveals the inside story of these bitterly divisive hearings and what they mean for the court and the country.
Justice on Trial is the explosive new bestseller on the Kavanaugh confirmation. Get your copy today from Amazon or wherever books are sold.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate. 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
CBS Tonight. Get ready for some remarkably funny women.
Awesome!
Allison Janney and Anna Faris have got each other's back in the season premiere of Mom.
Why couldn't you just tell me no?
I was trying to be supportive. It'll never happen again.
Then Emmy winner Patricia Heaton returns to CBS.
I'm so excited!
In a new comedy about starting over.
You're that intern.
Yes, I'm the old intern.
The series premiere of Carol's second act after the season premiere of Mom. CBS Tonight.
This traffic update is sponsored by Circle K. Eastbound side of 66, that's jammed up between Route 7 and Fairfax Drive with additional delays from 29 in Roslyn over to a crash, which at last word was blocking the right lane on the Roosevelt Bridge. Outer loop of the Beltway heading from Maryland into Virginia, meanwhile, it's stop and go basically from the 270 spur all the way down to Route 236. And on the outer loop south of the district, it is stacked up between the Springfield Interchange and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Today could be the last day you pay full price for gas. Get easy pay at Circle K and save 30 cents a gallon on your first 100 gallons. Sign up in store and visit CircleK.com/easypay for more details. I'm Ron Balsarek with traffic on WAVA.
Tonight we'll have skies turning mainly clear as it gets more comfortable. Low 62 in the district, 50s outside the Beltway. Pleasantly warm tomorrow. We'll have sunshine and a high of 83. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Getting a little more humid with the low 64 to 68. Saturday, partly sunny, hot and humid, up to 93. An afternoon to evening thunderstorm, then cooling off some again Sunday. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Frank Streit.
Hey, folks, let me quickly say some thank yous as we move toward the very exciting end of crossing that finish line tape with our campaign with Food for the Poor. Because of Carol in Manassas, for example, a $320 gift. Rosita, Washington, D.C., $80. Rachel in Bunker Hill, West Virginia, $20. I believe it's Victor or Victory in Chantilly, Virginia, a $200 gift. And Roxana in Centerville, a $320 gift. Now, we have moved down to just needing $2,124 more, and we're done. We've really closed that gap considerably even just today. So we just need a little over $2,100 to make it happen. A couple of $1,000 gifts, or maybe four or five $500 gifts, or several $320 gifts, whatever. We're going to get it done. And I can't thank you enough for that. Thank you. God bless you.
The following program is sponsored by Food for the Poor and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Angel Aloma, Executive Director of Food for the Poor.
You know, a lot of people ask why Food for the Poor does what it does. And we can only do this through the generosity of our donors. But we don't do it because we're social workers. We do it because we have examined the gospel. And we see that Jesus' very first public uttering came when he quoted from Isaiah, bringing good news for the poor. We saw it in Jesus when he fed the 4,000, when he fed the 5,000. We saw it in Jesus when he took care of physical needs, healing so many people all over the place. We saw it in Jesus when he had the conversation after the resurrection with Peter, when he said, "Peter, do you love me more than these?" And Peter said, "Lord, you know that I do." And he said, "Then feed my lambs." And it is a very strong message that he was sending there, that we cannot say that we love Jesus without it being empty words if we do not feed his sheep.
That's really what it's all about, Paul, feeding his sheep. And nobody could say it better than Angel does it, because you can hear it. It's out of his, he's a shepherd. It comes right out of his heart.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we're doing today. Your gift is making a difference, feeding God's sheep in the island nation of the Bahamas, the families that have been just completely devastated by Hurricane Dorian. You've probably been watching the news over the last couple days. You've seen it. You've seen the updates. You've seen the movement. You noticed how devastating the damage was as it sat over this area and just completely devastated families. You heard the cries even that were coming from videos and cell phone videos that that people were leaking onto social media and onto the news. But friends, what you didn't hear was that right in the midst of these families are pastors and local ministries, that when the storm just literally passed through, when the skies cleared just a little bit, they went immediately to work. And one of our ministry partners, the Episcopal Diocese, they are immediately at work right now on the ground. We're waiting for their response for them to let us know what additional needs. But we are asking you right now, would you get ahead of this and provide families with the necessary relief that they need? We're going to need a lot. But right now, your gift is going to provide that emergency hurricane relief, supporting pastors on the ground. You know, when Hurricane Matthew hit the island nation of Haiti just a few years ago, I was, you know, South Florida was in the cone of that. And I remember how devastating it was there. And we were waiting our turn, and it kind of took a different turn. But just to hear the stories that came out and how families were devastated. But what was the most encouraging thing about all of that was the pastors who lived among the people that didn't have a care for their own community, their own family, that were working hand in hand with the local leaders to provide resources. And that's what we're doing again right now in the Bahamas. So we ask you, please, would you pick up your phone? Whether it's you have your cell phone there handy, you can dial a shortcut to the operator. It's #250. Dial #250. Press send. And when prompted, say the keyword give. You'll speak to an operator, and be patient with us, because the operators right now are making the adjustments to our relief efforts so that a portion of your gift goes and saves families' lives, helps save families' lives in the island nation of the Bahamas. Or you can simply call us toll free. It's 855-860-4673. That's 855-860-4673. Or you can go online at wava.com, click the Saving Starving Families banner. We're going to help these families, and we need your help to do it.
Do it now, would you, folks? And Paul, we haven't talked about it actually on air, but I happen to know that, as you've alluded, these are neighbors in a very real sense to you and everybody at Food for the Poor, because that's where your headquarters ministry is located. And it has created more than a little inconvenience for you folks. Think of the inconvenience of the people we're trying to help, but you can speak to that in a way that even I can't up here in the Mid-Atlantic part of the country. How has it affected Food for the Poor's operations, so folks can know how to pray for Food for the Poor as well in this time?
Well, please pray, first of all, for the resilience and the strength, because we're going to be working some very diligent and long hours. We're not going to quit. We're not going to relent. We're not going to turn away. Food for the Poor, while many of us were looking forward to like all of you, looking forward to a fun and enjoyable family Labor Day weekend, a laborless weekend. But it was all but that. Myself, just my own personal example, you know, putting up shutters on my father's home. My father has been in and out of the hospital. He is under my care. And then going home to do the exact same thing in my own home, to be able to get resources to care for my daughter and our family, to make sure that family around us and friends had whatever they needed, and make sure that they were taken care of. Now, imagine that 338 times over. That's the number of employees that we have in our Food for the Poor office in South Florida. Those families who, when Hurricane Matthew hit, had many who were affected, because there are many Haitians working at Food for the Poor. When Hurricane Maria devastated the island nation of Puerto Rico, there were so many that were from Puerto Rico and had family in the midst of the hurricane. And now here we are again, friends. Hurricane Dorian affecting so many of the Bahamians that work. And there are many Haitians that are of the Bahamas. It's a very little known fact, but there is a healthy Haitian community living in the Bahamas. And friends, we are all together linked, not only by our culture and our background and 55 miles of ocean, but we're also linked by our love for Jesus and our desire to tirelessly work to make sure that these families and these pastors that are working amongst these families get the help that they need. So friends, right now, can I ask you to just respond immediately? $80, whether you can give that gift. You can maybe give a gift of $80 a month, or maybe you can give a one-time gift of $320. That breaks down to $27 a month for the next 12 months. Or if you can give a $1,000 gift, it will respond to the needs of these families in the Bahamas who are desperate, in need of your help. Please call.
Would you do it right now? We have another break right here, but good time for you to go to the phone and make that call and make the gift as generous as you're able. You are a generous audience. You always have been. So I know we don't need to even tell you how much to give. We would never presume to do that. We just give you these figures as options. $80 for one person, $160 for two, $320 for a family of four. But anything you can give, and the larger gift, you want to spell it out over 12 months, they'll help you with that. 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. Or on your cell phone, #250, hit send, and then when you're prompted, say the word give, and that'll connect you. And of course, as always, online, WAVA.com. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently.
They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850.
Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it, you cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's MORE to 85850.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
We use the word nothing very lightly in this country. I remember my children and now my grandchildren opening a refrigerator loaded with food saying there is nothing to eat in this house. I know that many women walk into a closet chock full with clothes and oftentimes say, I have nothing to wear. But in our countries, nothing is very, very literal. It's a word that is used in the fullness of its meaning, zero. These families, they have no change of clothing. They have no place to live. They have no jobs, no source of income. So their last resort is to go to the garbage dump. Horrible as it is, with the terrible stench, with the flies and the vultures and the animals scavenging, they go there to try to find food for their children. They go there just like the pigs and the goats and the dogs to try to survive by finding something to eat, by finding a discarded piece of clothing, by finding a discarded piece of furniture that they might use in their makeshift home right on the dump or on the periphery of the dump. So basically, this is their only means of survival.
Friends, today we are talking about a situation that is very close to what you just heard in the Bahamas. That originally was recorded by our executive director, Angel Aloma, in response to what we saw on the ground happening in Haiti, that families had absolutely nothing. But can you imagine right now, there are families in the Bahamas who, and quite frankly, Hurricane Dorian has taken everything from them. And the desperation is palpable. The desperation is really just amazing when you think about it. If you've never been in the middle of a hurricane or the aftermath of a hurricane, you've seen images like what we saw a number of years ago. And after Hurricane Katrina, right in New Orleans, you saw the desperation, you saw families struggling, and it did not discriminate. It did not choose which communities that it would hit and hit hardest. So friends, before you think again about what is happening right now and what you could possibly do, just consider that these families have been left with nothing. And so you can provide at least a little something that will deliver hope. So please pick up your phone right now and join us, friends, will you? Your gift will make a difference. 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. Or if you're on your mobile phone, just dial from your cell phone, #250, press send, and say the keyword give. Your gift of any size is going to make a difference and save lives.
I tell you, folks, as Paul's talking, I'm reminded again of a scripture that I've often referenced in our Food for the Poor campaigns and our various efforts together, and it's one that just amazes me every time I think of it, and it's simply where God says, he who gives to the poor lends unto the Lord, amen, and he will be repaid. I just stop and remind myself, Crow, God's asking for a loan. That's all. He's asking you to invest in something that's very heavy on his heart, and he's told you, he's God of the universe. He could just grab all of our money and take it and confiscate it. That's not how the kingdom of God works. We know it's voluntary out of a heart of compassion and love. And God says, look, I have these needs, these burdensome needs of the people. I've often said this as well. Two things strike me about many in Scripture. That is two primary issues for God from the Old Testament clear through the New Testament, throughout the Scripture, is the poor and the children. Those are heavy on God's heart, and he wants you and me to share the burden. And so he says, look, he who gives to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will be repaid, or he will repay him. So I'm just saying, hey, Wall Street cannot offer you on its best day the return you and I get from investing whatever we can in the kingdom of God. And that's really what we're talking about here, is you picking that phone up and saying, look, I'd love to give $5,000. I can't do that. But how about $50? How about $100? We've given you increments here. $80 provides what we need for a child, a boy or girl, or even an adult for that matter. $160 does it for two, $240 for three. And we've said, you know, a nice round figure is $320. That will take care of the needs of a family of four. And as Paul said earlier, you can do that over a period of 12 months at $27 a month. So it really makes it so that anybody who wants to can get involved. And as we go to this break, would you go to the phone and make a generous gift, whatever generous means to you? I hope it will be generous enough that you'll at least say, ouch, when you make the gift, right? Feeling a little of the pain of sacrifice as you give. $80, $160, $320. Someone, yes, can give $1,000 and never even say ouch, not even wince. You know who you are. So we welcome your gifts of all sizes at 855-860-4673. Again, 855-860-4673. Have your cell phone in hand. Just hit #250, hit send, and say the word give when you're prompted. That'll connect you. Or online at our website, WAVA.com. Can't miss the Food for the Poor banner there. Click on that. Make your gift there. Hey, stay with us. We have a bit more to share with you when we come back.
So I heard about this thing called FOMO. FOMO, explained to me by someone much cooler than me, stands for fear of missing out. And apparently this social media thing gives us FOMO anxiety at times when we see what others have going on and we fear not being included. So when I heard about this FOMO phenomenon, it hit me. Our Faith and Family Mortgage team has been giving people FOMO for years, and we didn't even know it. For years I've heard, goodness gracious, I wish I knew what a direct lender was when I got my mortgage. I feel like I missed something big. And in reality, we do believe our direct lender advantage is a big deal for WAVA listeners. We get to use our own money and make our own decisions within our own walls. An advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate and save you monthly and lifelong money. So for those of you who are thinking of buying new, don't risk FOMO. See if our direct lender advantage can help you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Don Crow here for Food for the Poor. For 37 years, Food for the Poor has been one of the truly great first responders to the needs and crises throughout the Caribbean and Latin American countries. And it's doing that once again as whole communities in Abacos and Grand Bahama Islands have been destroyed. And worse yet, warnings are now being issued about new tropical systems threatening in the Atlantic. That's why your gift is so important right now, as you help provide food, water, filters, generators, tarps, hygiene kits, and other emergency relief supplies to people who have literally lost everything. Your one-time gift of any amount is going to make a difference. $80 will help one person. $160 will assist two. $240 will provide for three people. And your $320 gift will provide for a family of four. But again, your gift of any amount is needed at 855-860-4673. That's 855-860-4673. #250 on your cell phone and say the word give, or give online at WAVA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it, you cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg. Are you ready to deepen your faith on a spectacular week-long Alaska cruise? We will have our hearts prepared with worship led by Grammy Award-winning Laura Story, and I'll be opening up the Scriptures so that we allow Scripture to steer our lives as we explore God's eternal truths together. So join me next summer for an unforgettable 7 days of cruising.
Learn more at WAVA.com. Keyword, Alaska.
Hi, this is Nick Brino, local sales manager at WAVA. If you love WAVA, have experience in outside sales, and understand digital marketing, we may have a career opportunity for you. Call 703-807-2266 or apply online by going to WAVA.com. Use the keyword job. You know WAVA's mission. Here's your chance to join our team. Call our main number, 703-807-2266, or apply online by going to WAVA.com, keyword job, equal opportunity employer.
This is Dennis Prager. I know a fair amount about male-female relationships, so when I tell you about this man, you can count on what I say. Dr. James Dobson is a gem in this arena. Listen to his program, Family Talk, on this station, and you learn how to be a better spouse and a better parent.
Be sure to tune in for Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson every weekday night, Monday through Friday at 6:30 p.m., right here on 105.1 FM WAVA, life-changing talk radio.
This week on Discover the Word, Bible geography expert Dr. Jack Beck joins the group to talk about the impact of place.
Bible geography is more than getting it right on the map. It's understanding how the biblical authors and poets are using geography to communicate the thoughts of God to us. And if we go there, we'll see things we haven't seen before in Scripture.
Yeah, you'll be amazed at how meaningful Bible geography can be. Join us at the table and explore the impact of place this week on Discover the Word.
Weekday mornings at 6:15.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
#250 on your cell phone. Hit send. Say the word give when you're cued or asked what you'd like to do. Tell them how much you'd like to give online at WAVA.com. Paul Jacobs here with me, Food for the Poor, and we are addressing some of the crises that have been, and that is plural, the crises, multiple, I should say, that have just been created and still are being created with the latest Hurricane Dorian. What do you think, Paul?
No, absolutely. And friends, we need you. With the minutes that we have together, we just need you to pick up the phone and do what you can to respond to these families. Not Food for the Poor, not Don Crow, not Paul Jacobs, but respond to these families by calling 855-860-4673. Or if you have your cell phone handy, dial #250, press send, and say the keyword give. Just imagine families who are swimming to safety, who are wading from their home that was flooded, a story, you know, the second story, they were trapped in the second story of their home, flooded out and had to swim to safety with whatever belongings they could carry in their arms or carry in their back. Friends, these are the families, these are the neighbors that we are providing much needed emergency resources to through our ministry partners, and we need your help to do it. So whether you can give a gift, as Don said, that make you say, ouch, we're looking for five of you right now that would say, ouch. Maybe a couple of you could give a $1,000 gift. That would go a long way to provide emergency hurricane relief supplies, to provide these families the hope that they need just to get through another day. Please call.
I like that. We'll start an ouch club. How's that?
Yes, please do.
Seriously, folks, some of you give so generously, and, well, many, I'd say all of you give generously. It's just you've proven it through the years. But ouch is at a different level. It's a relative term. Some people say ouch much more quickly than others because they have limited resources. We respect that. And don't undersell yourself in terms of, you might say, well, all I have is, and you fill in a small figure in your mind. Look, I remind myself, I remind our church, I remind you as our listeners, there are no small gifts in God's kingdom. When you look at the story of the woman who gave the equivalent of a half a penny when she gave the at the treasury, and Jesus was watching along with his disciples. He made special note. He said, that woman has just given more than all of the other rich folk combined. So it's a matter of what we have to work with that is the measure of really how God looks at our gift. And so we're just encouraging you to give something. Give what your heart tells you to give. Give what you really sense, well, I can do this much at least. If it's $10 or $10,000, we're just saying let's do it together. And here's the number to call as we go to the top of this hour, 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. Again, you want to give $80 for one person, $320 for a family of four, $27 a month for an entire year. That'll give you the same effect, an entire family. Whatever you can give, 855-860-4673. Pound 250 on your cell phone, hit send, and when you're prompted, say the word give or give online at WAVA.com.
Free inspiration and encouragement every morning, noon, and night, sent directly to your inbox. Sign up for free devotionals at crosswalk.com. Crosswalk.com.
105.1 FM, WAVA.
Listen to The Alternative with Tony Evans every weekday morning at 10:30 on 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1, Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.